It had been a typical Saturday, starting around 4:30 a.m. at the family restaurant. Dad woke me up. We drove into Hamlet, NC, from our house in Rockingham, about 15 miles on Highway 74. 51 weeks of the year, 6 days a week. We always closed for a week, the first week of August. Anyways, we got home around 4 o'clock. I was already set to take off. My Honda 70 was full and loaded with my gear, tent, bag, food, ammo, rifle, fishing gear, etc. Everything I needed for 3 days. It was late October, and fishing was hot. Hunting was gonna be good. Weather was good. No rain in the forecast and no school Monday or Tuesday. Some kind of meeting or something. I showered and changed into my jeans, jean shirt, long Jones, boots, and my Sharpfinger style buck knife, of course. Half a lid, papers, and a pint of Old Thompson's I got from an old drunk I fed. I was set. I told Mom and Dad I'd see them Tuesday afternoon. As a 15-year-old, I had the world by the short hairs. I had money, a motorcycle, a 22, and parents who really couldn't care less about anything I did. As long as I didn't bring the sheriff, they didn't care. I had a plan. I'd take my bike 3 miles in. I knew exactly where I was heading. An old homestead site I came across the year before. I'd set up camp, walk, and hunt down to the river. The PD is a big river, wide and slow in some parts, with plenty of cats, bream, and bass. I'd forage bait and use artificial, no problem. Everything went smooth through Nichols pasture, over an old pulpwood road trail, through a nice pine forest to the homestead. The place only had the remains of an old fireplace built with a combination of bricks and rocks. You could still make out where it was laid out, where the old homestead had previously stood, maybe 60 years ago. There was about an acre of old apple trees that had crabbed out, knotted, gnarled, and long past their prime, and a half acre of plums. I set up camp. That was easy. Turned on my 5-band radio and fixed a can of Dinty Moore with leftover biscuits. I slept pretty good. It was quiet, with a half moon and partly cloudy skies. I woke up early, around 5 a.m., and grabbed my 22 and fishing gear. My rifle was a single-shot Remington. Dad had a sign for it, but it was mine, paid for over 3 weeks, $10 a week plus $1.30 tax. I had 50 rounds in my pocket. As I walked down the hill toward the river, I saw movement to my left. I didn't know what I had just seen. It looked small, just a split second of movement. I kept going, not thinking it was anything special. But just a few more steps, and I saw a bobcat. They're bigger than you'd expect, about the size of a foxhound. It wasn't moving. It just stood there, eyes locked on me, tail twitching like a fuse burning down. I was slowly moving my rifle around so as not to startle the cat, when I caught the second one, out of the corner of my eye to my right. I moved fast. The one on my left was coming at me. I shot it. Center chest. The one on the right made me move, but I had already gotten another round into my 22. I pulled the plunger and fired within a split second, hitting it in the neck. Damn. Two down in 3 or 4 seconds. That's when I saw the third. I had reloaded before seeing it, but before I could get a clean shot, it bolted. I watched it run through the woods until it disappeared. I turned around and looked at the two cats. That's when it hit me. Whoa, damn. I had to sit down. I wasn't shaking, but I was in a little shock. It took me a few minutes, but I got up, pulled a piece of rope from my pack, and dragged the two cats back up the hill. I had gone farther than I thought, so it took about 20 minutes to get back.